Thanks, Dave and Bo. A lot to get you caught up here at the NovaCare Complex. But first and foremost, head coach Chip Kelly a short time ago offered the latest injury updates on quarterback Nick Foles and linebacker D'Amico Ryans.
He's got a clavicle. He went to get an MRI. I think he went at noontime, so I don't have anything more than what we had yesterday. So he has a crack in it, but I don't know to the extent of anything. So that's why he went to get an MRI.
What about D'Amico? Is that
same thing? He went for an MRI. They both went at the same time. So I know he has an Achilles. I don't know the extent of anything until, you know, we'll get that hopefully later on this afternoon.
With a crack in Nick Foles' clavicle, Mark Sanchez is the quarterback for the foreseeable future. In his first regular season action as a Philadelphia Eagle, Sanchez guided the Eagles to 24 points as he threw a pair of touchdown passes, and the Eagles were a perfect 3 of 3 in the red zone. It is easy to see why Kelly is confident in Sanchez.
I feel great about Mark. You know, we felt great about him all along. We were one of the things we wanted to do. I always said we need to have two quarterbacks and the chance to get him in here. I thought he's done a great job in our system. I thought he played outstanding in the preseason and showed no rust or anything when he got in there against Houston yesterday. So we feel real confident and feel obviously very bad for Nick that he's out, but I feel very confident in Mark if we got to go in that direction. So.
One injury situation that remains unsettled is that of guard Todd Harriman, who battled through the first half of Sunday's win with a biceps injury, only to come out in the second half due to an ankle injury. The Eagles' offensive line, which has not been whole the entire season, is closer to coming together with the expected return of All-Pro guard Evan Mathis.
You know, he's looked good for a couple weeks here. You know, I think he's just been chomping at the bit. I know he really wanted to play yesterday, but just because of how the rules are set up, he wasn't eligible to come off until this week. So I think he'll be ready to play this week.
The void left by D'Amico Ryans' injury might be tougher to fill, not only because of the linebacker's playmaking ability, but his leadership as well. However, Kelly believes that there are players ready and willing to step up to the challenge.
Michael's got comfort in it. When we're in dime looks, Michael calls the defense. Michael's kind of the one linebacker in there. Nolan doesn't call the defense. So Mike's got a ton of experience doing it. Casey has experience doing it. Acho has experience doing it. So all the guys that train at inside linebacker can call our defense.
That'll do it for today's 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.